ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
From Canto 5, the Creative Impetus, Chapter Number 5, Lord Rishabhdev's Teachings, Text Number 16. Loka Swayam Shyasi Nasha Drishi,
Loka Swayam Shyasi Nasha Drishi,
Yovartham Samidhita Nikama Kama. Anyona Veriha,
Anyona Veriha,
being envious of one another,
being envious of one another,
Sukhalesha Hetoho,
Sukhalesha Hetoho,
simply for temporary material happiness,
simply for temporary material happiness,
Ananta Dukha,
Ananta Dukha,
unlimited sufferings,
unlimited suffering,
Cha,
also,
Na, do not, Veda,
no,
Mudaha,
Mudaha,
foolish,
foolish.
Translation interpreted by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Jai. Translation. Due to ignorance, the materialistic person does not know anything about his real self-interest. The auspicious path in life, he is simply bound to material enjoyment by lusty desires, and all his plans are made for this purpose. For temporary sense gratification, such a person creates a society of envy, and due to this mentality, he plunges into the ocean of suffering. Such a foolish person does not even know about this. Purport. The word Nashta Drishti, meaning who has no eyes to see the future, is very significant in this verse. Life goes on from one body to another, and the activities performed in this life are enjoyed or suffered in the next life, if not later in this life. One who is unintelligent, who has no eyes to see the future, simply creates enmity and fights with others for sense gratification. As a result, one suffers in the next life, but due to being like a blind man, he continues to act in such a way that he suffers unlimitedly. Such a person is a mudha, one who simply wastes his time and does not understand the Lord's devotional service. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text number 25, Naham prakashaha sarvasya yoga maya samadataha mudho ayam nabi janati loko maam ajam avyayam. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my eternal creative potency, yoga maya. And so the deluded world knows me not, whom am unborn and infallible. In the Katha Upanishad, it is also said, Avidyayam antare vartamanaha svayam dhiraha panditam manyamanaha. Although ignorant, people still go to other blind men or leech. As a result, both are subjected to miserable conditions. The blind lead the blind into the ditch. Om Agyanam Nirandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasme Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovisham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupam Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Tina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute तप्त कांचना गौरंगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसिते देवी प्रणामनी हरि प्रिये नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णतस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्यत देशकारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा शिवासादि शिखर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो दिस ब्यूटिफुल चैप्टर विच एंटाइटल्स एज लॉर्ड ऋषभदेव टीचिंग. It's a wonderful teaching not only Lord Rishabhdev is giving to his 100 sons, he's also acting as a spiritual master and giving the instruction throughout the whole world at present that time and it's going to come now. So as we link to the previous verse where this text number 15, 16, 17 and 18, they are talking about the responsibility of being a leader. If someone is desiring to be a leader, what is their qualification and how the dependents are dependent on him, how he should help them spiritually. So in this verse, chapter text number 16 is a further explanation of text number 15 here. In this particular verse, here Lord Rishabhdev, after telling in previous verse, if he is a father instructing his sons, a spiritual master instructing his disciple, or a king instructing his citizen, he must instruct them as I have advised you, even though if they are not following it. Again and again, be compassionate upon them and instruct them thoroughly. And in this particular verse, text number 16, as he starts, he immediately recognizes the problem. The problem is due to ignorance. Just one statement itself, due to ignorance, it leads to many other things. Such as here, he says, due to ignorance, the first step comes, The materialistic person does not know anything about his real self-interest. So the first point we are going to discuss here, even though the Prabhupada has mentioned there are 4 points, so we will go one by one. So due to ignorance, the person doesn't have the knowledge of spiritual life, how he acts it. He doesn't know what he has to do. A person, being as a human, he doesn't know what he has to do in the human life. What we call that person? The Vedas, the Shastras, the Sadhus, everybody calls that person an animal. A person, being as a human, he doesn't know what he has to do, and his activity is similar to the activity of an animal, he has been called two-legged animal only. Because he doesn't know the purpose of being as a human. Mahabharata and Hitopadesha Upanishad clarifies us Ahar Nidra Bhay Madhunam Ja Samanya Etat Pashubhe Narayana. The activities between the animal and the human are similar. Eating, meeting, eating, making, defending, all these sports and sleeping, these are all equal. Animal also do. Human also do. But does it enough to call us a human? No. The third line Shastra says, Dharmo hi eko adhiko vishesho dharmena hina pashube samana. That is the only dharma that differentiates between human and animal. And if being as a human, if we don't ask, if we don't find out what is our dharma, so we are as equal as animal here. Eating, being as a human, we also do, animal also do. Any species we can take. Defending, we also do, they also do. We also produce children, they also do. We also sleep, they also need to sleep. But we just sleep, we do all these 4 activities which is common between animal and human. We do in a very polished way. But the principle is same. But if a human, getting a human body, if we spend our life from the childhood to the old age and we leave the body like that, so what is the difference? Just starting this chapter itself, Lord Rishabhdev speaking, the first words itself, the Lord Rishabhdev says, please don't become like a hog and dog. Don't spend your life like a hog and dog. A human life has a purpose, a very unique purpose to fulfill. To complete your whole life, not even complete your own life, you have to help others also. To fulfill the mission. Because that is the only chance you have got to do only in the human life. All other places, all other species, they are just like upabhogasthana. Karma, bad or good, we only have only in this human life. Only just by not having a proper vision, not being the associate of the sadhu, we act like an animal. The first line in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said, Nashta Drishtihi. That means, who has no eyes to see the future. If we wearing the specs of the glasses of materialistic view, where we going to see the future? We are completely blind. In the Canto 2, if we go, the first chapter, the first step in the God realization entitled, the verse number 2nd and 13, that makes us a clear understanding, very beautifully, which I am going to relate it here. The text 2 of Canto 2, chapter number 1, it talks about Shotya Vedhini Rajendra Ninam Shahashra Shanti or Shanti Shahashra Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Griheshu Grahamedina Apashyatam. Apashyatam means blind. And here the same thing as who has no eyes to see the future. So that text translates as like that. The materialistic, the gross materialistic person, if he doesn't have a purpose to live in his life, a pashyatam atmatatam, pashyatam blind atmatatam about the self-realization. If he is blind about his self-realization, or he doesn't take the association of the sadhus, he doesn't talk about or hear the Krishna Katha. He has got many subject matter to talk in his life. Shantim Shahishra Shaha. Thousands and thousands of topics are there in the society to discuss. Social, economical, political, my family, his family, this country, that country. If you don't have real purpose to live, we will definitely talk about all those things. And falling to that text 3, it says, Nidrayate Haryate Naktam Vyavayena Cha Vagaya Divya Cha Harte Hayarajan Kutumbu Bharinenava. The envious person who is fully attached, how his daily activities goes like that. In the night, either he sleeps or is engaging with the sex indulgence, and in the morning he is completely busy. How I can earn money? If I have, how can I earn more? And so, or looking after his family. That's how he spent his whole life. And just only happen due to ignorance. Just only completely due to ignorance, a person acts like an animal. And when it acts like an animal, what animal do after that? If you don't have a proper understanding, what you do? That's where Srila Prabhupada, or Lord Krishna, or Lord Rishabh Devi have mentioned, he is simply bound to material enjoyment by his lusty desire. Bounding who? Ignorant. Who ignorant? Ignorant Murha people. Bounding by whom? The lusty desire. The rope is a lust desire there. It's bad. That is that the lusty desire, not only we are talking about the sexually, a lusty can be towards money. Lusty can be towards the caste, the property, name, fame, prestige. It could be anything. Lusty desire to fulfill. It can come in any other forms, not only as a sexual desire here. It could be coming in any form. And it drags a person taking birth after birth in this material world. A Brahma, Bhuvana Loka, Punar Avitana Anjana. From water to Brahmaji, down to the hellish planet, we are taking birth again and again. Why? Just only because of our lusty desire. It's not been fulfilled. And it's very, very temporary and very, very flickering. Only just to have that flickering desire, we are going like that, anything, working like very hard, like a donkey. Here, the lusty desire itself. Even though in Bhagavad Gita chapter 3, Arjuna asked this question. I think it was text number 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. So 36 he starts that, oh my Lord Krishna, what is the thing that a person being forced, even though he doesn't want to do the sinful activity, what is that thing? Please let us know. And then text number 37, Lord says, Shri Bhagavan Raja. Kamesha, Kravadesha, Rajaguna, Samadhuva, Mahashno, Mahapapam, Vidyanena, Vivekina. This is only lust, Arjuna. This is only lust that forced a living entity, a conditioned soul, to act sinfully. The way, the further he explained, the way the smoke covers the fire, dust covers the mirror, womb covers the embryo, in the same way, lust covers the conditioned soul's intelligence. And the sitting place of all these lusty desires are senses, mind, and intelligence. And further on, he gives the answer of that. Right? How can you come out of that? By regulating your senses, by engaging your senses. But how does this lust come from? What are the source? Dhyayate Vishya Pulsa Sangaste Shukta Jayate Sangas Sangayate Kama Kama Krodhati Jayate. As soon as we start meditating upon the sense object, our meditation is there. Yes, I want this car, I want this man, I want this wife, I want so and so. Whichever your weakness is, your shortcoming is, just to enjoy the senses. As soon as you start meditating upon them, you desire to have it. And you develop the attachment. I want this, I want this, I want this. And that's where your lusty desire comes out. And when that desire is not fulfilled, we get angry, we become envious of other people. Shadurma say, I think that lust and sex is the only thing that's binding us into this material world. Nothing else. It's not only in the human being, it's happened in any other species also. Hogs, dogs, elephant, camel, anything you name it. As soon as you have a material body of any form, you have this desire. It doesn't go. It's so deep. And then you have this lusty desire, and then you have a purpose to live like that. What you do? For temporarily, and these all desires are very, very flickering and temporary. Even though we know it, they are temporary. Still we hanker for it. Still we want it. The third section of Prabhupada is mentioned. For temporary sense gratification, such a person creates a society of envy. And due to this mentality, he plunges into the ocean of suffering. He becomes so entangled. Have you seen a gross materialistic person? In the Vedas, we have got two types of householders. One are grahasthas, one are grahamedhi. In grahamedhi, medhi means envious. If you see those who are grahamedhis, they are so envious of other grahamedhis, other householders. They go each other's house on different occasions. They see the assets and the properties, and they come home and they share with their family or with their spouse. You know, I have been to so-and-so Mrs. Sharma's house. She has got a wonderful dining table. Our table is very small. They have got a big plasma television. Our one is very small. Now he bought another car for his wife, and our family is only one wife, one car only. So there are many things. They go, they see, they come, and they compare, and they envy. Why a person gets envy? Because the person, other person has got such quality or such assets or such name and fame, I don't have. Then I become envy. Enviness. If such person is so beautifully, he's earning money, that's his karma, but they don't see it. But unnecessarily we get jealous. I've seen when I was in a college, because when I was going through with this study, and it just hit me when we were in a college and we have a group of boys and some girls. We just go to college together and watch movies together and so on. So if they see any handsome boy or a beautiful girl passing away, they don't even know who they are. But just casually or loosely, they just pass the comment, oh, I know this person, you know. He just take drugs. He just take alcohol. Now he just reading, you know, such a nice. He doesn't, his father is so poor, now he's just showing his show off, wearing a very, you know, branded jeans, so and so. Unnecessary. We don't even know about that person. That person has any, you know, existence in our life or not. But still, unnecessarily we do it. Without knowing the full detail of the person, whether it's he or she, just out of envy we just pass loose comment. Unnecessary envy. That is a duty here. Only the reason due to ignorance. Everything just come out of due to ignorance here. Envious of what? We are making a short hair, family, we get envious. Then we extend it to society. This is my society, this is your society. Then we extend furthermore, this is my state. All our bodily platform. We are Bengalis, we are Maharashtrian, we are Punjabis, we are from Chennai, we are from here, and then we extend to the country. Now this is my country, you people go away, you don't belong to us. And we extend it. On this particular words, Prabhupada was mentioning that he was giving an example of a teacher. When these two naughty students are there, what a smart or an expert teacher does, she brings them together and they give them a task to fulfill. And what is this task? She says, okay, Ram, you pull the ear of Shyam, and Shyam, you pull the ear of Ram. and see who wins it. And they fall busy, you know, pulling each other's ears. He pulls, "Oh, you pull me so hard, I'm going to pull more harder than you." Then he does it, "Oh, it hurts me." Then he does it so and so. Prabhupada said, "That's the duty of Maya. That's what Maya does. If you don't engage yourself, don't listen to the instructions of the Sadhu and Krishna, Maya knows what she has to do. She brings two enemies people together and let them fight each other. Either as a family, either as a state, either as a country. Okay, now, you don't have any other thing to do, you are being envious. Being envious of Krishna in the spiritual world, that's why we have been departed to this world. This tendency is also very safe here. Envious of position of someone, envious of position of someone's beauty, someone's wealth, someone's knowledge even. How dare he have so much knowledge? I'm not going to come to him. I'm not going to take any instruction from him. He came just 2-3 years, you know, now. And now he's just here and he wants to instruct me. And so many other ways if you don't have a proper understanding of that. And when we don't have a proper understanding, we get engaged into many simple activities. Many simple activities. Meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex, and so many others. And if you go and educate those people, they say, "What are you talking about? Since our childhood, as soon as I left my mother's rib, I took the leg piece in my mouth." No one educated me because the parents have not been educated. Their parents have not been educated. How they going to teach to the future generation? It's not possible. But there is a very great science in the Shastra. Every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. But when we tell them, they don't believe. They say, "No, this is the only life. This is the only life. Just be merry, enjoy wine. Who has seen? Have you seen it? Just show us if you have seen it." Shastra, in this Srimad Bhagavatam, the first example, not the first example, a very solid example, is Vidura, who was Yamaraji. Just only by this one wrong decision, what he did to a sadhu. We know this story. There was one sadhu, he just talked to his court. And this sadhu was given a punishment. The associates of Yamaraj, they were piercing his body in so many ways. And this sadhu said, "Throughout my whole life, in my consciousness, I haven't done anything wrong. So what is the point I have been got this punishment given?" Then Yamaraj says, "When you were very young, 3-4 years old, you pierced an eye with a blade of glass. You were just piercing, you were giving them a hard time. For that reaction." He says, "But that is not fair." Then he gave a quotation that after certain age, if a person does, he doesn't get rejection. So and so said, "No, you have to face it." Then he cursed Yamaraj, "Now you will become a son of a Sudra, go to this material world." The Yamaraj has not been escaped from this particular point I'm trying to make. Where is the portion of us when we do all these heinous activities? Someone can say, you know, like when you go and speak to Western people, especially here, they give a very reasonable point here. They say, "Look, I drink, but I'm not hurting anybody. I drink the bottle at my home. I spend time with myself only, with my family. We are not going to hurt anybody. We are not doing any criminal activity, any simple activity. We are eating meat. I'm not killing. Somebody has already killed, so that meat has to be wasted. So I am utilizing it. I'm not killing. Illicit sex. I'm not forcing. We came to one consideration that we have to do it. We are doing it. And gambling. It's my money. I have earned it. I haven't borrowed for anybody. So I am using my money in gambling. So why it is being simple activities? But if you Shastra, these all four activities are interrelated to each other. If a person goes to a gambling, he loses money because at the end, doesn't matter how great gambler you are, only the casino wins. A person starts losing money, he loses his intelligence. Then he takes the shelter of what? Liquor. And the liquor doesn't go with halwa puri. It goes with meat, fish, because there is a combination there for everything. So start taking. So one sin he did gambling, he started. Just to take away that shock that he lost so much money, he took the shelter of the intoxication. And then he took the shelter of the meat, so third one goes. And if you are intoxicated, you are in consciousness, your genital got agitated, then you look for illicit relationship. So these all three, four connections are interrelated to each other. But where these people, not even only these people, anybody who doesn't have a proper understanding of the spiritual life, how is going to fast through? How is going to understand? That's where Lord Krishna Devi is telling his sons. If you are thinking, you're planning to go to being a household life or being a proper citizen, you got this human birth, you have to follow. Not you just have to follow, you have to teach others also to do the same thing. And when these people who does all this sinful activity and they ask question, can you show us a God? And what Lord is saying here? Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga yasma dutta mudho ayam nami janati loko maam ajam avev. And I'm not that so cheap. I'm not available to anybody, especially all these mudhas, those who want to know me. I'm not that so easy. Even though you see, if you want to approach a local mayor, a local president, or a country's president or prime minister, how hard it is. You go, you say, I want to see the Lord, or sorry, the mayor. There are many channels are there you have to go through. You have to go to their office, which you will meet a peer or a developer secretary. You say, sir, what is your purpose? I want to see what is the purpose, what is your agenda? And he will say, sir, it doesn't make any sense. I can solve it. If the lower people can solve it, why to see or waste the time of the Lord? There is no purpose. They will not allow you. You want to get your job done? I can do it. Our boss is very busy. He will not see you. He's got many other important things to do. And they solve it. And if you say, no, I just want to see him randomly. He said, come on, are you crazy? You just want to see randomly, just waste the time of just a mayor? If we have been chastised only in this material world just to see an insignificant living entity, what is the question? To see the Lord who is the Akhil Brahman Maya, Lord Shri Hari. Does Maya will allow you? She gives so many tests to us. Prabhupada says in many times in his teaching, he says, Krishna will give you everything, whatever you name it, but he cannot give you himself. And we have seen, many people come and they say, oh Lord, give me this, give me that, give me this. Krishna says, okay, no problem, you take it. And you don't see him for another 2, 3 years, 4 years. Because that's what they came for, which is okay. Which is very fine. Atama sarva kamava moksha kama udari te prena bhakti yogena jajeta purusham par. Whatever desire you have got, sarva kama, lokama, moksha kama, please approach. Slowly, slowly, you will be purified there. Not having a proper understanding of the Shastras, this Srila Prabhupada tells in the last purport, the last paragraph of this purport there, that these people, they choose the same blind person who can lead them. In the Kathamanishad, it's also said, Abhidhyayam antre vartamahas swayam dhira panditaha manyamana. The same Sanskrit line which is in Katha Parishad I just saw yesterday. It's in the next verse, second line, Avidyaya Antare Vartamanaha. Knowing spiritual knowledge, a learner's order in ignorance. A blind man is leading blind public here. When conditioned soul's goal is only for sense gratification, he certainly to fulfill those sense gratification, he becomes mad and crazy. He can go to any extent. I want my happiness by any means, by hook or crook. Even though if I have to make tears in someone's eyes, I don't care. Yeah, if I have to make someone's life for my sense gratification, I don't care. Because I am the best. Fight, relationship problems, envy, everything, it only comes by these four things due to ignorance. Okay, I read once again the translation and I'll look for some question answers. Due to ignorance, first thing happens, the materialistic person does not know anything about his real self-interest. Second thing, material, he looks for material enjoyment, which comes by lusty desire. Third thing, he becomes envy, looks for temporary happiness. And fourth, he suffers for all these things. Okay, I would like to stop here. Is there any other question?
Thank you, Maestro. Would you like to expand a little bit more about the in the purpose Prabhupada said that having eyes to see the future, what that means? Could you please expand it?
You want me to explain which Srila Prabhupada has written in purport, who has no eyes to see the future?
Yeah, what that means to
that
eyes to see the future?
Yeah, that means a person, like if you see the Lord and the devotees and the sadhus, they have been called Trikaldarshi. Do you understand the word by Trikaldarshi? Yes. Trikal means three, which is past, present and future. And Darshi means vision. Through the Shastra, if a person has been well learned and educated in the Shastra, he can see the past, present and future means, if I do this activity, I have to suffer in the future. Like we know it, now we have been in this movement for so many years and we have been learned from that. If you kill someone, somebody else will be killing you in the future. If you do this for nonsense, you have to pay in the future. But the person who doesn't have a proper understanding of all this knowledge, how the karma works, he says, now if I am killing this animal only for my sense gratification. But the Shastra says, if you are killing this animal will kill you in the future also. So he cannot see that danger is there, now you are killing, but you will also be killed. Thanks that you asked me this question, I forgot to mention one part. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada, when he was giving a lecture, he says, when people, they do illicit things, and they do an abortion, they kill the baby in the womb, they don't know in the future they are also going to be killed in the womb. They will also not see the light. Many times, how many times he has killed? He will be killed in the future that many times. So that's why he is not able to see the future. If I am doing something, I have to pay it. So that's what it means here.
That understanding of see or at least try to understand what is the reaction of my activities.
My action, yes.
So, for example, those who are more grossly engaged in pursuing the satisfaction of their material desires, with expecting the reaction for that more enjoyment, so-called enjoyment, so they are also seeing the future. They have eyes to see the future because they endeavor, they do actions expecting to a result. And
can you see a question again?
If we understand that if I do an action,
if I do an action,
and then we generate a reaction,
yeah, that will generate an action.
So that is seeing the future.
Yes.
Okay. If those, for example, who are endeavoring for sense gratification.
Yes.
Expecting the reaction then. And somehow know they do experience in their understanding of enjoyment. That they are also considered as well.
Yes, they are also considered, but they are more ignorant. You know how? I'll give an example. You get fined on the street, like when you drive a car, you get fined in two ways. First way you get fined, you don't know the rule. Yes? And second way you get the fine, you know the rule, but you still break the rule. Well, in either way, you got the fine. Yes? The person who doesn't know what's going to happen to him in the future, the action he's doing, he will get the punishment. Yes? But the person who knows the action I'm doing, I have to pay for this reaction, but still he does, he will still also get the reaction. In the court, because I have studied the law in my year 12, and they were saying, if a criminal goes to the lawyer or to the court in the front of the judge see the intention. Okay, this person not intentionally hurt, so somehow that with a small punishment he waives off. But if the person intentionally does some crime, the judge gives him the more punishment. Make sense? You know you don't have to do, but still you are doing it. How do you feel? You want to give that person a more punishment. You knew it. If someone is unknown, that is fine. We can teach him, we can give him some lessons, some punishment, he'll be alright. But the person knows it and still does it, then he becomes vimudha. That's Prahlad Maharaj said. Mudha is fool. Vimudha is super fool. Because knowing it is that thing.
The justification that a non-practicing people who don't practice spiritual principles try to justify their activities for breaking four principles. The example that you say, how they argue the thought process. And I will see that if they know the reaction or why they do things, we can consider them as a short-sighted people, because they can see the future, but just the immediate one, the proximal future, but not the long-term future that means the punishment that comes with that as well.
But here, Mataji, the Srila Prabhupada is talking about the spiritual vision. If your activity does not have any connection with the Lord, what it says, Shama Evahi Kevalam. That's just useless error. Whether it's a good activity, whether it's a bad activity, if it does not relate to the Lord or it's not helping to your spiritual life, that's Shama Evahi Kevalam. So this is a waste. Because how far can you, what is good here? I tell you what, one person in CrossFit last year became, and he was very hungry. And we gave him a meal, but he wants to take home. I said, no. He said, see, you are not doing any social work. Go to King Street. There is one person, he comes with a sausage roll and bread. He gives free food. He gives 800 breads every day. He's a real person. Means, sausage means what? It's a meat. He himself buying the meat, committing a simple activity, and he's giving to people to eat meat. So he's generating their also karma, bad karma, not his karma. So we have to be see, if we have to help, the best activity is to give Krishna to the spiritual knowledge to them.
That is a good point, because that is also mentioned in the previous verse. Purpose, Prabhupada explained us why it is in even pious activities. If you don't know about the real goal of life, also think when it's in ignorance.
Yes. Yeah, so Prabhupada was saying in the previous verse which we read yesterday, he was saying, don't chastise them for their fruity work. Just dovetail them to Krishna's service. Like when a person, he goes to a work, to an office, a normal person, not a devotee, he brings money, he enjoys that money. But a devotee, he also goes to the same office, he does the same work, but he brings some money and utilizes to elevate his spiritual consciousness or help the institution or help his family member. Activities are same, but the intentions are totally different. So the whole thing is consciousness. That's why Prabhupada says, have a Krishna consciousness.
Is
there
another question?
I don't know. It's regarding
to, you mentioned about the envy when it's expressed even with assumptions about some people even that they don't know. When you mentioned about comments that people say about somebody even they don't know, but
yes,
out of envy they put all of the assumptions about
yes,
the
person.
So I was trying to analyze it. Well, I have a background in psychology. It said, for example, envy actually is not a a primary emotion, it's a secondary emotion, so there is a cause root of that. Internally, people are suffering. They have some kind of insecurities and trauma, whatever it is they experience, and that is reflected with that emotion of sort of envy.
Yeah.
So I saw that it's just projecting the internal state of mind, emotion.
Yeah.
So in that sense, for example, can we understand that in all us, in our environment, of the body, spiritual process, practitioners of the spiritual process, somehow or another we also have those splashes of envy and interaction among devotees. How we can address that aspect that our not, we didn't deal with our internal problems first and we are projecting to us and causing disturbance in our interaction among devotees.
Yes. But it is there, that's why we are in this material world. Even though we have become devotee, we are in the process to become a devotee. If you see the actual definition of devotee is Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, the Sochitina Kamshiti. So that means either being as a devotee also, there are many things we are hankering to, that I want this, I want this, I want, even though they are subtle across. Envy is also not only in one sense, they have also a degrees of levy. Someone has got a very deep, he just bursts up. Someone has got a very subtle, but somewhere it's there in the heart, in the mind, in the consciousness. Make sense? We hanker, or if something we lose, we cry for that one. So we are in the process to become a devotee. The actual definition is there, but actually we are not. We are in the process to become it. So that's why we are in this process here. We can see ourselves what we were 10, 15, 20 years before, how much envy I was seeing here, so and so my friends are having. But now with your spiritual vision, as I said here, they cannot see the future. It says one day he's going to lose, he's going to cry, or that thing is helping me in my Krishna. But if it's not, then why should I take this? Then you leave it. It's somewhere there. Envy is there, it's any level. That's why we have to educate ourselves, be in the process, slowly, slowly it will go away. Before we used to burst out our envy, but now it's somewhere in the heart, we think. But with our intelligence, with our spiritual intelligence, with the eye of Shastra, we cut that envy. Envy has to be cut only by knowledge.
I think, I consider very important what you said, we have to educate ourselves.
Educate, yeah. Which is the association of the Vaishnavas. We open our heart to them. Ma'am, Prabhuji, Mataji, I've got this issue, yeah, please help me. So they give us the solution. By following their instruction, we can come out of that area. It is their money. That's why we are in this world. It is there.
It's a responsibility of self-education.
Yes, yes. Only with the help of the Vaishnavas, under someone's guidance, because we cannot examine ourselves. Only the senior Vaishnavas, in their hand we have given our spiritual life. We go and open our heart. Mataji, Prabhuji, to whom you trust, you go, open your heart. I have this problem with this Prabhu or this Mataji. How should I see it? And they will open your vision. Only by their blessings, only by their mercy, they can show us a path. Because they were also there at some point. Now they have come out of their that problem, so they are helping us. So it takes time for everything, and slowly, slowly, we complete it. Okay? Thank you very much. Kradhat Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.